Hey, guys, speaking of food, I got a while ago, I got a Facebook message from a guy named Ken. I don't know if he's in Japan or China or something like that, but he's overseas, and he wanted to send some, like, snack items from that area. Some crazy snack items that will be showing up in the mail soon that we could get D and you guys to try.
It's not like bugs and stuff, is it?
I have no idea what they're doing. I have no idea what he's sending.
Because if it is, I'm out.
So, you know, we'll be on the lookout for it.
It's usually what it is like chocolate-covered grasshoppers or something like that. It's what somebody wanted me to try last year. Like, get out of here with that.
I tried a grasshopper before at a Mexican restaurant recently. They were deep-fried grasshoppers.
Really?
And so, yeah, somebody ordered a plate of them at this Mexican restaurant. It's like some delicacy type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was eating them, and of course I had to try it because I'm totally into peer pressure now, apparently.
Yeah.
I did. They weren't like saying, come on, do it. All your friends are doing it. They were just doing it out of the sure joy of life, too. And this was one of the new things that I wanted to try this year. I wanted to have more of an open mind for a lot of different things, get out more and talk to people more and all that, and try some different foods.
Yeah.
So that went into one of my New Year's resolution for the most part. But I was amazed at the willingness and the acceptance to, man, and they were excited to try something new that I was eating with. It wasn't like, come on, Terry, you big baby. It was like all these people were like the same.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't one leader of the group. There wasn't anything like that. So it came and I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, let me have some more of this, this beer before I try this.
Mm-hmm.
And my theory is that I'll try anything deep fried. So that didn't hurt at all. And it was okay. It was just, everyone else would go, oh, these are good. And I was like, it was just like deep fried something. You couldn't really tell what it was. So in my opinion, people were trying to be so cool after eating it. And I was like the only realistic person. Like, it's fine. I don't know why you guys are crazy about this.
Sure.
All right. Here's Deedles right now. D, you there?
I'm here, baby.
All right. That
sounds good, man. Thank you, bud.
The ever important Pie Al taste test brought to you by D when he returns from Taco Bell, who today starts serving breakfast for you.
So I couldn't understand if he was a fan of the jalapeno or not. I don't think he is.
He loves it.
Oh, really?
I didn't think
he liked jalapenos.
He loves it. I know that sound. I go to the playground with D at least once a week. I know that sound. He loves it. He's good.
All right.
When he returns, we 7 items for $15 he got. He's going to bring some of them back here. We get the pie out test and everything else, which will be awesome. And we're looking forward to that. Congratulations to Taco Bell, by the way, for finally stepping into the breakfast arena. Mm-hmm. And
forcing everybody to up their game on breakfast, too.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah, and coming up with some creative stuff and everything else. We're very thrilled because you know how much we love our food. We'll be right back. It's Lex and Terry.
At Advance Auto.
Be right back.
So keep it right here. The 100.5 The Buzz.
You're waking up with Lex and Terry on 100.5 The Buzz. Lex and Terry.
I want me some glory hope.
The Lex and Terry Morning Radio Network.
All right, so Terrence, John Madden has spoken. He has predicted who's going to win the Super Bowl.
And it went something like this.
That's actually, it looks like too many words.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was just a prediction.
John Madden has picked the Broncos to win the Super Bowl, and I'm not kidding you. There's no reason why. There's just a score, and there'll be some bad weather. That's
he
it.
He picked a score. Did he pick who they were going to play against?
He does not say who they're going to play against. He just But he has a score, and he's predicted the first overtime, and that there will be snow.